Heading back to school? Head to DSW first and save up to 25% on select styles from big deal brands. Score major savings on must-have shoes and accessories from Nike, Adidas, Crocs, Reebok, Hey Dude, and Under Armour. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. Whether you're prepping for the kids' first day back or just for a busier calendar, get up to 25% off A-plus styles for women, men, and kids at your DSW store or DSW.com for a limited time.
We'll have Triple H coming up a little bit later on this hour, get into some SummerSlam stuff and obviously many other things.
Yeah, and listen, I like him. I've always liked him, and I've always respected him. Even more respect for Recco.
Because of his poster
we
choice.
Just found that. Now, he doesn't know who Triple H is.
Yeah, we're talking about Triple H here. He's like, who?
Yeah, he legitimately never heard of the guy, which is insane. Yeah. But he did have a Miss Elizabeth poster on his wall as a kid. That is, I know. Listen, I would have had one, too. I don't think I ever saw one to purchase.
I had one as an adult a couple years ago. I went back and bought one, but I did sell it, unfortunately. I had
did you really?
Money. Yeah, but I was going back collecting all these old things that I had.
It was like a full-size poster or a little tiny picture?
Do you remember the WWF magazines?
Oh, yeah. I used to get those all the time.
Right. So in the magazine, they would have the catalogs and the posters from the catalogs.
That's right.
Yeah, those, like Miss Elizabeth, the one I had, she was like working out. She had like the dumbbell and
not a
workout
sequin dress.
Gear.
She had more like the 1980s spandex.
There was one that I had with her and Macho, where she was wearing like the white dress and Macho
the high heels, the sequins, the earrings.
Sold those, yeah.
She was the best.
Had I known Recco loved them, I would have brought them in for Jerry. He could have had
bring it in for me.
BT and Sal, the fans, will have some fun with Triple H coming up a little bit later on. We'll get to the Mets, too. Really, I mean, the only thing to me from last night, it was a bad loss, whatever it happened. Not a bad loss, just a loss, a bad game for them. Bullpen imploded. But the Soto thing, where Soto fouled the ball off his foot, it seems like everything's okay day to day. I wouldn't be shocked if he weren't in the lineup today. They'd be playing at 4 o'clock, so I'm assuming we'll have the lineup before we leave the air at 2. But that's the only thing really to monitor here. Hopefully the Mets can get a win and avoid getting swept. Clay Holmes goes for them today. But look, it's been a rough series in San Diego. Great first game that they ended up losing. Yesterday they get beat up pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Padres are good. And, you know, the Mets just didn't play a great crisp game last night. It's not a big deal here. I have a feeling that Soto's going to talk his way into the lineup. He's just that he wants to play every day.
Yeah.
And it does seem like they probably, I don't want to overstep bounds, you never know, but probably avoid a disaster with that.
Usually
for a lefty, you foul it off your front shin or your foot. Very rare that you actually get the back foot. So that was just a weird angle, and that's just bad luck right there, although it might be good luck in the end. But I do think two things jump out. Again, it's not a surprise, although when I saw this stat, it's not about Soto. I want to run this by you here. Since June 13th, so basically it's August 1st, since June 13th, Lindor and Alonso. Now, I know this is a bit of an antiquated stat, but it's got to still mean something. Lindor and Alonso had the two lowest batting averages in the National League.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a long chunk of baseball.
Lindor's in a major funk. What's Pete hitting on the year right now? You have his numbers up?
Yeah, Pete. Well, let me see. I did a bunch of numbers crunching. Let's see.
No.
So, you know, I love the numbers here. So that's why I don't want to give up Schlittler. His numbers are favorable. All right, so we'll get back to the calls, obviously. BT and Sal. Lindor, I went back to June 7th for Lindor, and I do have the numbers, yes.
He's in 261 now.
I got that, but I want to contrast. I want to just show you the swoon here. So June 7th, Lindor was at 289,
right,
and he was at 858 OPS. Now he's at 248 with an OPS of 748. He's lost 110 points. I know he's been hurt with the toe. 110 points on the OPS, so that is a massive swoon. And now Pete was at, and we knew he wasn't going to hit 296. He's never been that hitter, but he was hitting 296 on June 13th.
Right.
And his OPS was 966. He's down to 261, and the OPS has dropped 120 points. Both of those guys are falling like rocks.
Yeah, and been out of the MVP race. Remember, it was MVP and all that stuff, which we expected Pete to come down a little bit. I mean, this type of drop in that short a time frame, you know what I was thinking about? June 13th, dude. That was a Friday. Friday the 13th. And that's the date that goes back to where the Yankees have had the, you know, going into
the Red Sox.
Yeah. The fifth worst record in baseball, whatever it was, since June 13th. Both these teams, remember that was the day, remember we were talking about, like, it's never been better. Mets and Yankees on the high end. I think Evan and Tiki and Sean or whatever were talking about who's more likely to win the World Series, whatever it was.
I'm sure we were all jumping into that conversation.
But since that day, and now you can trace it back to that Friday, the damn 13th, it was, in fact, bad luck for both these teams with Alonso and Lindor dipping with their average and obviously the Yankees. I still think the Mets will be okay. And obviously right now the focal point is going to be what these teams are going to add here. So we talked about it from a Yankee perspective. I think the Mets are going to be, and there was a report, I guess, that Jeff Passan or Buster Olney, I forget, I heard it on the morning show talking about it, where Fleegs mentioned it, actually, that the Mets, they expect the Mets to be one of the more aggressive teams, and I expect that to be the case, whether it's two relievers and a starter, whether it's two relievers and a center fielder, whether it's maybe a mix of all three. I think the Mets are going to go big here, as they should, ahead of tomorrow's 6 p.m. trade deadline.
I think Boomer and Joe, I didn't hear this part, but I think somebody was saying it. So they were coming up with over-unders, total moves here. What's your over-under for the Mets in terms of moves? And then I'm going to get the Yankees.
Like, meaning from right now
from
on.
From right now.
How many trades they make?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go. What's my? What
I'm
going to
set
the number.
I'll set the number. You tell me which way you're going. Over under 2.5.
I go over. I was going to set it at 3.
Wow.
I'm going over. I think they make moves, man. I think they make moves. There's too much smoke there.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Making moves. Now, I mean, there's a thought. Remember, Lau came up yesterday. We brought that name up. It was being reported that the Mets were interested in Lau.
Now, by the way, I think you were right. I think it's Lau. I was saying it was Lau.
It is Lau.
Because they said Lowe on the game last night. I'm like, what?
There might be another Lowe, but I'm pretty sure it was
there
Lowe.
There are two guys.
Only because I trust SNY. And before we did the show last night, I'm like, which one is it?
Oh, so I was right. Yesterday
it's
I was
Lowe.
Right. That's what I thought.
Yes, okay. Right.
But then I heard Lowe last night.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, the whole thing. Yeah, it just drives me nuts because it reads Lowe, but it's really Lowe. Anyway, Lowe, if they were to get him, I think that could be a, like, getting him and then trading, let's say, McNeil or whatever, and also getting Robert. I don't know if they would get Lau would be the one move and not a center fielder. I think they're going to get a center fielder and potentially Lau, and then obviously bullpen arms. There's also the idea that they could get a starter as well. Now, maybe one trade can bring back a starter and a reliever. Maybe one trade could bring back Robert and a reliever. I don't know, but I'm going to say that the Mets make 3 moves.
Okay. Okay. That's a pretty healthy number. Yeah. I think that's nuts, by the way. I mean, so, all right. So, 3 for the Mets. I might go on. I'd like to try to throw that half in there because otherwise you have a lot of pushes. If I was to attach a half of a trade to that, I would probably be more inclined to go 2.5 rather than the over for 3.5, which is 4. That's a lot of trades,
right, but, so
but possible.
You, 2.5, you take the under? You think they make 2?
2.5, I'd probably take the over. I'd probably go 3. I just wouldn't go 4.
Yeah.
Now, for the Yankees, now keep in mind, the Yanks already have brought in 2 guys.
Right.
One of which is they're starting third baseman.
That's why, man, it could even be more than 3. And for the Yanks, what, they're going to make at least 2.
Well, no? I know that Martino's been reporting a lot of stuff, and a few others had. I saw yesterday a couple times there where Cashman, you know, thinks that it's not off the table where they go out there and they get 2 starters and 3 relievers.
Yeah.
Now, which I don't think is going to, that seems incredibly ambitious. If they did that, I'm not saying we wouldn't appreciate it, and I'm not saying that it's not necessarily necessary, but if they get 5 new guys by tomorrow, coupled with the 2 that they brought in, 7 moves?
Yeah, I mean,
7?
Hey, if the situation calls for it, that's why I'm saying even with the Mets, 3 might be light. Hey, if it depends on how many players you could bring back with 1 move. We know that each team needs multiple additions. So you have a trade here, Hoff?
We got a little trade alert.
Ah, yeah, the Yankees have acquired Austin Slater from the Chicago White Sox.
Okay, who the hell is Austin Slater?
He's an outfielder.
What does that mean? They got an outfielder?
Yeah.
Is he a right-handed bat, I'm assuming?
Yes, he's a right-handed
bat.
Yeah. I think he was with the Giants for a little bit. He floated
Austin
around.
Slater.
Okay, yeah, Austin Slater got it up here. He's hitting .236. Let's see, does he lead
right
the league in strikeouts? He'll fit right
there
in.
There it is.
No, he actually doesn't have that many
there
strikeouts.
There you go.
But he hasn't played that many games.
Let's see.
He's hitting, where is he at here?
He's with the Giants that long, huh?
That should have been a bad news in a good way, right?
Dude, this is not even worth interrupting our segment.
What did they get? I mean, his war is 0.3. I mean, what did they give up?
721 OPS.
One of those Yankee cowboy hats that they have coming up for a giveaway?
No, you like this move.
What the hell did they give up?
You like this move. They get to keep Dominguez, Spencer Jones, and Schlittler. I mean, this is what you get when you don't have to give up the guys.
But is he
Why go get Kwan when you could get Austin Slater?
Is he going to actually play?
Is he related to Christian Slater?
Hold on. Let me just...
Christian Slater and Austin Slater going for lunch.
You guys can have fun.
Outfielder, pinch hitter, first baseman. Yeah. Maybe he's some insurance for goal.
Yeah, great. Let me at least go to Savant to see what he does well.
Austin?
All right?
Yeah.
All right. So he's got a good arm.
I'm a baseball reference. I'll answer for you. Nothing.
Well, he's in the the red does mean something for me. So on the savant, he's got
an 80. Can he spin it?
You guys done having fun here?
Okay, go ahead.
You can spin it? Here it is. Yeah, I tell you guys.
Go ahead.
I hope you get no moves tomorrow. The arm strength is 88%. So he's got a good arm. I mean, what are we doing here? He's not going to play, dude. I mean, what is this?
Well, why? I mean, why'd they get
him? Would he? I don't know. Is it a precursor to getting ready to move? No, here's the serious question. This is the serious matter. Are they getting ready to trade a Dominguez, in all seriousness, Dominguez or a Grisham or a Jones, and they just need another capable, decent outfielder with a good arm? Not to play every day. I don't know the answer to that. There's no way that this is the move that the Yanks are making.
He had 34 ribbies in 2022 in 125 games.
He's got more than Vientos. Take it easy,
career.
So, I mean, come on.
You're a big steals guy. He did have a stolen base this year, so he could run a little bit.
Is he at least one for one, or is he one for four?
He's one for one.
All right. He's got good instincts. He's not going to play. We can mock this all day. I can promise you he's not going to be leading off tonight and playing left field.
Maybe it's something. Maybe they acquired him to have him play AAA, and then Spencer Jones, you know, you need some bodies. Spencer Jones come up.
You never know. I wanted to call up Spencer Jones, and we've wasted enough time on this. When there's a meaningful trade, please alert us.
Come on, man.
He's just doing his job.
He gave me a little sports semi there. He goes, oh, we got a trade alert.
And you never know. I know. I felt a little movement myself.
Yeah, and then Austin's... Talk about a letdown. Woo! All right, BT and Sal, the fan. Sal is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Sal?
What's going on, boys? How are you?
Good.
Hey, you know, real quick, if the Yankees came in looking to be another World Series team, so how good a job is Cashman doing if they still need 5, 6, 7, 8 trades?
He's doing a bad job.
We've
talked to this for years.
No, I've been saying the same thing, brother. Believe me, we're on the same page. We're fans. And you watch a ground ball to Volpe, what's your first instinct? My God, he's not going to catch it. He's not going to throw it right. You're biting your nails. I mean, we can like a kid as much as you can like him, but your eyes don't lie, man. Okay, he came up in New York. We like the kid. He's not the guy. And I'm not saying throw him away. The Yankees did no justice with him. Leave him in the nine hole because they always put him in positions for RBIs. He's not an RBI guy.
Yep.
He's supposed to be up here for steals, and he never does a crossover on a steal. It's always a bunny hop. Fundamentals are nowhere with this kid as much as he was supposed to be this fundamentalist. So that's on the Yankees for not developing this kid the right way. And last but not least, BT.
Yeah.
Kwan, man. I know Schlittler showed you something in a half a game, and I know I'm teasing three games he played.
Yep.
You don't want, you're worried about Schlittler or Jones when you can get proven for something unproven?
Well,
you got to give something up to get something back, and what you're getting back will help this team a lot more than waiting to see what you're giving up, where they're going to develop in 2-3 years.
I understand.
Make the move, man.
Listen, I like Kwan. How many times I got to tell you guys this? I really like him. But he ain't Ricky Henderson coming with 75 steals.
No, but he's better than anything you have.
I understand that, but I just need to make sure. All I'm saying is I want to know what I'm giving up. I'm not going to blindly say take whatever you want for Steven Kwan.
Right, but
if it's Ramirez and Kwan, I'll say take Jones, take Dominguez, and take Schlittler.
Right, understood.
That's all I'm saying.
But if I gave you the hypothetical of Schlittler and, say, Spencer Jones or Dominguez.
For Kwan?
Yeah, you would
too
not
much.
Do it.
I would not do that
now. See, I would do it in a heartbeat.
I got you. I wouldn't do it right now.
Good God,
too much.
Man. I hope that the Yankees do. Now, I don't think that they will.
I don't think so either.
I don't think they have the guts to do it. I don't know if it's about the intelligence or the guts or what. I don't think the Yankees operate like that. And then this is what you get from the Yankees. Now we're going to ride it out with Volpe. We'll ride it out with Dominguez. Ride it out with Spencer Jones and this guy and that guy. They haven't had a leadoff hitter in how long? Like, it's almost like you would think the New York Yankees could figure out a way to get a leadoff hitter. You know who their leadoff hitter's been the last few years? DJ LeMahieu. They're going into the last few years, when we, little old us, and what do we know? We're just loud mouths on the radio. We would say, God, DJ LeMahieu's washed up. You're going into the season trying to win a World Series with him as your leadoff hitter? And then, of course, they have to move on from LeMahieu eventually. Why not go get a leadoff hitter who could actually hit close to 300, play Gold Glove caliber defense, instead of putzing around with some of these younger guys? Like
putzing around.
I mean, I'm trying to get the Yankees better here. And just
Listen, that's a road to get better. Again, I like the player. I truly do. You know, but back to Volpe for a second. Sal said something like, you know how he's kind of like just lobbing the ball over there. And we know he doesn't have a plus arm. So he's got to be about textbook mechanics, quick release, anticipation, which generally he's been very good at up until this year. I would almost rather see, as much as the throw bothered me yesterday and a few others, The thing that jumps out to me, and I forget what game it was. I think you were on vacation. Actually, you were. But and I said it. I remember when he maybe you didn't. Maybe you guys were even not away. But you know what I mean. When he went down to the one knee and he fielded a routine. I know Yankee fans who saw the game that weren't away. Whatever went down on one knee on a routine ground ball, and I'm like, man, that is just a young man who's just not sure of what he's supposed to do. I would rather see, you know, a kid with, instead of 50, I'd almost rather have 18 errors, but he's throwing the ball into the stands like a rocket.
Confident,
rather than
firing,
being so tentative, you know, and double pumping. And that's where, again, I would sit him.
He's
I would
thinking,
not
man.
Send him down. Sal would, if you missed the start of the show, free Odyssey app. It's just a difference of opinion, but I get it. This got to be addressed.
The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Mets. And Annabelle is calling from Bridgeport, Connecticut, talking about those Mets. What's up, Annabelle?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
What's up?
Good, good. I got 2 points. One of Wolfie, I'm a Mets fan, but I'm going to bring the Mets fan first. A month ago, I spoke with both of you guys, and I said I wanted Luis Robert Jr., and you guys, you know, didn't agree with me at that point. But right now, it's like you guys are changing your mind, not to disrespect you, but like you'd rather have him than anybody else.
Well, not any. What do you mean anybody else in center field? And by the way, we're allowed to change our mind. Like, to me, the options of Luis Robert are better than what's out there. Now, I'm not giving up a ton to get him, but I would be open to it. Whereas, yes, a month ago or several weeks ago, whatever, I was like, eh, he wouldn't be the difference maker to me. I feel like where the Mets are at, I would take a chance on Luis Robert, especially considering the other options in center field. But if they don't get him, I'm not going to be heartbroken here.
He's also played well.
He's
also starting to hit, which can change our opinion.
He can get hot now, and with and this ball club, he can get better.
Are you giving up Vientos for him?
Definitely.
Okay. Well, there you go. That's fair enough. You like him.
Decisive. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, I have another point of Volpe. The situation with, you know, I'm not a Yankee fan, I'm a Mets fan, but what I hear everybody talking about Volpe, I believe with this kid, what he has in his mind is mental. I mean, he's a kid from New Jersey. He got a lot of friends around here, and everything is getting to him. I think this kid will be great someplace else.
Well, they're not going to move on from him yet. I mean, so that's not going to happen. Could you imagine if they trade a Volpe? Let me frame it in the form of a question. Would you be stunned?
Oh, I was going to say I would not be shocked, but yes, I would, because the Yankees just don't operate like that. It's ride it out until the bitter end, like trying to squeeze every last.
That's usually with money.
Yeah. Well, all right, but with Volpe, with
the DJs,
you know Cashman is. And I think it's more Cashman being thick-headed and him trying to prove a point a lot of these times. Like, we know better than you do. Yeah, maybe money with Hicks or Gallo or LeMahieu or the endless options that's gone on with. I still believe it with Volpe. Dude, they're being thick-headed about it by not sending them down. I'm not even just talking about now. I'm talking about in the years past. Like, they didn't even acknowledge, to your point, any issues. They've never acknowledged any issues. It was always, he's a gold glover. Oh, he's great. He'll be fine. Volpe would be fine. He'd be fine. 3 years, and it's progressively gotten worse. Finally, it's like, oh, you know what? We got a problem. We got to fix it. Last night. Oh, you think? It's nice that you'd acknowledge that. So, like, I would think that would be a smart thing to do, try to just move on from somebody who may not be able to make it here. He's got to get away from the noise. I don't think that's that radical, though. Trading him would be radical. They're not going to make something, a decision like that radical. Sending him down, I think, should be on the table, and I think he is on the table.
How do you judge his post-game reactions to these? I watched that last night again.
I still feel like a kid. I feel like I'm watching a kid who's just in his own head, just so hard on himself
and
beating himself up and wearing it.
Yeah.
So you have to.
He's owned it, but he's very.
I know.
You could tell he's almost. I don't want to say overwhelmed, because I don't think he is, but it sometimes comes across that way in the interviews.
I think he has lost all his confidence, and he is doubting himself, and he is thinking out there. And as an athlete, the last thing you can do is think. And he's got to answer these questions. Like, it actually gives me anxiety thinking about what he's going through.
Yeah.
Having to put on the uniform, strap it up, go out there, hear the boos. Like, good God, dude.
His buddies texting him from high school in New Jersey and all his friends and family. It's a lot.
And then the more you probably have people saying, whether it's Booney or his father or whoever, like, hey, it's going to be all right, whatever it may be. Like, there is no good thing to say to somebody who's in that type of rut with this many people talking about it.
Yeah.
And the noise and the spotlight, like, and you could just see him. He's frustrated. He knows he's better than this, but he's lost the confidence, which is why I think the only answer is to send him down and get him mentally right and strong. He doesn't seem strong or confident right now. It's like, oh boy, man, he's been drowning. The Yankees are letting him drown.
You know, the confidence to me is, you talk about the brain and the mind. It's the most powerful tool that we have. I mean, think about this. Like, and we go through this doing our job as well. There's most days you and I are in rhythm. We feel good. The words are firing. We're just banging from topic to top. Boom, 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 boom. And then there's the occasional day where the thoughts aren't connecting to the tongue as freely as they do. And that's a very uncomfortable feeling. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe not quite as detectable to the audience because they're not hanging on every syllable. But trust me, from my seat, I'm sure you go through the same thing once in a while, whether it's here on TV. You know, it's not the A-plus day. And it could, you either flush it and you come back and you do it the next day, or it could get a little bit worse. The difference is, people drop comments on us a lot, but they're not doing radio segments on us having a bad segment. This weight is as heavy for Volpe. I don't know how it could really get heavier. I really don't.
Right. So we got to figure out a way to fix it. And to me, the only way would be to send him down.
All right. I would sit him. I wouldn't do that, but I get it. It's rough in the field.